Let's get to the business news now with Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Corin Atamare. In the business news this morning, rising bad debts spell bad news for companies. Who's doing it tough in the workplace? And the latest from the financial markets. A surge in liquidations is on the cards as more firms are defaulting on their debt. Data from the credit reporting office Centrix shows commercial defaults have risen by 6% over the June quarter, just touching 1,700, the average default of around $4,000. Centrix Managing Director Keith McLaughlin says the increase is a serious concern because the number of firms failing to make debt repayments has been rising for some time. He says, as a consequence, many small to medium-sized firms are experiencing cash flow issues.
And even whilst that hasn't yet flowed through into company liquidations, there's always a lag between companies starting to slip the payments and go into arrears and then into default and then going into liquidation. So the fact that defaults have been trending up for probably the last 6 months, and I think will continue over the next 2 to 3 months, seems to me a signal that the liquidations could follow to some extent.
Keith McLaughlin says, despite the concerns, general business environment remains positive, with new company registrations up 5%. Office workers are more satisfied in their jobs than non-office workers. That is, people who don't have desks to sit down behind. Skills Consulting Group has surveyed around 1,600 workers and human resources managers and finds the least satisfied are health workers, teachers, retail workers and tradespeople. Those non-office workers have a well-being score of 59%. That compares with 65% for office workers. The Skills Consulting Group General Manager, Jane Kennelly, says the data suggests people in non-office jobs feel forgotten and that their employers don't care about their well-being.
I think it's really important to note that well-being is a really important predictor around productivity, organisations achieving their business goals. So it's not just some airy-fairy notion, but it's actually really anchored very clearly in financial success. So when we hear that there's a sector of the market that's kind of feeling like they've been overlooked, it's time for us to take note and actually decide that we want to make sure that something can be done about it.
That's Jane Kennelly from Skills Consulting Group. She says it doesn't take too much to actually make workers feel valued. Let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street started choppy, but it's now positive. Confidence seems to be driven by solid earnings reports, which are overshadowing any concerns about COVID. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 are each about 0.2% higher. The Nasdaq is about 0.3% up. Our own top 50 index ran out of steam yesterday, closing 2 points lower at 12,701. The New Zealand dollar is a touch firm this morning, 70.1 US cents, 94.8 Australian. Should note the Reserve Bank of Australia held its cash rate steady and policies. It did not reverse its decision to start easing back on bond buying next month, as had been expected by some. Kiwi also at 50.3 British pence, 0.59 euro, 76.4 Japanese yen and 4.53 yuan. Brent crude oil down around 60 cents, $72.30 US a barrel. And gold is down $3 at $1,810 US dollars an ounce. And just time to say that the pressure on dairy company payouts and forecasts continues with a further drop in prices in the latest global auction overnight. The average price at the auction was down 1.3%, down 1% to $3,784 US dollars a ton. That's the eighth consecutive fall in prices. They're back at a 5-month low.